ladies and gentlemen, we present to you now the biggest name in comedy, or at least the longest name in comedy, Kostaki Economopoulos. Wow, that is just so much, and I'm just surprised it even rolls off the tongue the way it does.
It's fun. Once you get it, it's fun.
Yeah, Irish name, huh?
An Irish boy, of course.
Yes, Kostaki Economopoulos does a podcast that you can pick up on iTunes absolutely free called Kostaki's Quick Snaps, and you take a look at football from a completely different angle.
Yes, so I'm a comic. That's, you know, I bring different eyes to the game.
And on behalf of all of the Philadelphia Eagles fans, boo. Okay, there you go.
Touche. I like the Eagles. They're fun to watch, man. I think they're going to be great this year. We'll see what happens. I think Nick Foles is the real deal, don't you?
I do. Okay, he looks a lot like Napoleon Dynamite, but other than that...
Right? That's so funny. I was just going to say, he doesn't pass the eyeball test for NFL quarterbacks. No. He looks like a gawky cousin at a family reunion or something. I agree. And in the offseason, I heard Connor Barwin say that Foles has the biggest unit on the team. Why do I have to know that information? So, I thought the biggest unit on the Eagles was Riley Cooper. Hello. It's so big, Jerry Jones wants to overpay it. All right. So I imagine you guys like Cowboys jokes from that neck of the woods.
Of course, you can only imagine how thrilled we were with the recent Jerry Jones photos.
Oh, yeah. Well, the owners are always talking about how they want to go younger, so maybe that's what you mean. He's been married for 50 years. Like, what are you doing, Jerry? Oh, God. So, it feels like he's been married that long to Tony Romo, too. He needs to maybe break up with Tony Romo. To me, the Cowboys are the vegan muffin of the NFL, right? They take great ingredients and put them together, and somehow it sucks at the end. Right? And it's been several years of this, where on paper they're a good team, and they're just not a good team, right? Cowboy fans haven't been this uncomfortable since Brokeback Mountain. It's been a while. As long as I'm making fun of the other teams in your division, RG3 refused to comment on the Redskins' name. That's weird for a guy with a wounded knee, no? He would have a stake. The last good Redskins season was 1491. History jokes, everybody. But the big story this year, it's so weird that all the focus in the NFL right now is on the Browns. What the hell is going on in the world?
Well, they've got Johnny Football.
I know. It's such a buzzworthy thing. Is he good? Do we know yet?
We don't know what the hell. He was good in college.
He was great in college, such a scrappy winner type. But he doesn't he doesn't seem to have the skills to play at the next level. We'll see. Mm-hmm. People in Cleveland are praying that Manziel isn't a German word for Tebow. We'll find out. The best-selling NFL jersey. He's never even played a snap in the NFL. You've got to really love a guy to buy a brown jersey with a number 2 on it, by the way.
Kostaki Quick Snaps. You can get them on your own. It's a podcast that's available for free through iTunes.com. Now, is there a website that people can go to?
Yeah, that's the one of the many advantages of being named Kostaki. You can get the website with just your first name. Kostaki.com has all the links to the podcast and the clips and the Huffington Post article and the memes, as you referenced earlier. Every team has a meme.
Well, do me a favor. Tell everybody the Dallas Cowboys won.
The Dallas Cowboys won, yes. I believe it's one star, not just an emblem, also a rating.